Alright folks, welcome back to Heal Your Attention Span. I'm your host, Leo Weston, and let me tell you, today's episode is going to hit home for a lot of you. We're diving deep into something we all experience, the wild ride that is our own thinking. Ever feel like your mind is a runaway train? One minute you're cruising along happily, the next, bam, you're derailed by a random worry or an over-the-top to-do list in your head. Listen, I get it. We live in a world that constantly bombards us with information, opinions, and expectations. It's like everyone's got a megaphone, shouting their thoughts into the void. And our poor brains? They're trying to keep up, desperately trying to process it all, filter it out, make sense of it. Well, I'm here to tell you, you don't have to be at the mercy of your own mind. Understanding how your thoughts work is the first step to mastering them. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let a leaky faucet go unchecked in your house, right? It just keeps wasting water and eventually causing bigger problems. Our thoughts are kinda like that. If we ignore them, if we let them spiral out of control, they can lead to anxiety, stress, and even affect our actions. But here's the amazing part. We have the power to become aware of those thoughts, to understand where they come from, and ultimately, to choose how we respond to them. Let me break it down for you with 5 key takeaways that will seriously level up your mental game. 1. Your thoughts aren't facts. This one's huge. We often get caught up in our thoughts, believing everything our mind tells us is absolute truth. But think about it. When was the last time your brain gave you solid advice on what to wear or what to eat for dinner? Probably not very often, right? Our thoughts are just that, thoughts. They're interpretations, feelings, and beliefs, not necessarily facts. 2. Identify your thought patterns. Ever notice how your mind tends to fall into certain grooves? Maybe you're a champion worrier, always anticipating the worst-case scenario. Or perhaps you're a relentless self-critic, constantly finding flaws in everything you do. Understanding these patterns is like cracking the code to your own thinking. 3. Challenge negative thoughts. This is where things get really interesting. When you catch yourself spiraling into negativity, I can't do this, I'm not good enough, ask yourself. Is this thought truly helpful? Does it serve me in any way? Often, we're our own worst enemies. By challenging those negative voices, you start to reclaim your power. 4. Practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean becoming a Zen master overnight, though that would be pretty cool. Mindfulness is simply about being present in the moment, paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Think of it like taking mental breaks throughout the day. Take a few deep breaths, notice the sensations around you. Even just for a minute or two, it can make a world of difference. 5. Reframe your thinking. This is where the magic happens. When you catch yourself stuck in a negative thought loop, try to reframe it. Instead of, I messed up that presentation, think, that didn't go as planned, but I learned something valuable. Even a small shift in perspective can have a huge impact on how you feel and how you move forward. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, she's got this big job interview coming up. She starts stressing out days before, her mind running wild with, what if I freeze? What if they don't like me? Her thoughts become a vicious cycle, making her anxious and doubting herself. But then, Sarah remembers what we talked about today. She takes a deep breath, challenges those negative thoughts, reminding herself of her skills and experience. She reframes the situation, instead of, what if I fail? She thinks, this is an opportunity to showcase my talent. Sarah walks into that interview feeling confident and prepared. And guess what? She nails it. See? It's all about understanding your thoughts, challenging them, and choosing to focus on the positive. Remember folks, you are not at the mercy of your mind. You are the master of it. So go out there, take control of those thoughts, and create the life you deserve. Let me know what you think of today's episode. Share it with a friend who could use a little mental boost. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, or join the conversation on social media. I love hearing from you all. Until tomorrow, keep your minds sharp, and remember, you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.